Hello everyone, welcome to Mondas Podcast. New feed, new year, oh yes. If you want to check us out on Twitter, it's at IanTodd82 on Twitter. Couple of adverts for stuff. Comic-Con is coming back in Newcastle, if you're in the area, on the 20th and 21st at the Metro Arena. If you just search Comic-Con on Google, I'm sure you'll get it. Standard entry price is £8. And then also £1 booking fee if purchased in advance. And if you're a Doctor Who fan, you'll be intrigued to know that's Fess McCoy's there. And Lala Ward. And Matthew Waterhouse. Yeah, a Drake. And also ScreenCon as well. I'm not sure the date. It's May time. And that's going to be on North Tyneside. So if you search for ScreenCon, they're doing their... I don't think there's any guests announced quite yet, but that's a small convention in North Tyneside. I've been to a few, they're good, and there we get some interesting guests there from people like Doctor Who and Sherlock and stuff. So check that out. So, in the first one of the new year, Mondas, oh yes, going to be talking about Doctor Who Christmas Special. And only I already had one version of this that somehow got lost. I don't know what happened to it, so we'll try again. I enjoyed it, and it was strange because still people actually really getting excited about Doctor Who being on a Christmas Day and stuff. It's got a good, like, a great pull. It's amazing. I still find it fascinating. And it's been a year since the last episode, so... people are just, you know, really excited for anything, and it was good. I enjoyed it more than last year's one, if I'm honest. The original sort of 1978 Superman pastiche, I think, worked really well. It was perfect for sort of Christmas Day viewing. And I think Capaldi, in light of now when I'm recording it, obviously he said he's going, but he seems to be getting better in the role and seems to be just, it just seems to clicked. I wasn't quite sure what to make of him initially. But yeah, I thought he was brilliant comedically as well, you know. And I wasn't quite sure about Matt Lucas either in last year's special. But he was really good, and it bodes well for the new run. Good sort of comedy there, and nice bit of seriousness as well when he was talking about River Song as well. A nice little link back to last year. He could be that sort of comedic relief, similar to Catherine Tate in Series 4, you never know. But the baddies weren't really the main thing, I think. You know, I know they'll probably end up coming back. And they were, you know, they were all right. I liked how the head opened and stuff. That was quite fun. But it does make us really looking forward for the final Capaldi season, because I think he's really hit his stride. And I think with two companions as well. And, you know, it wasn't too dark this episode either. It was a nice homage to the Superman films of the 70s and 80s. You know, Doctor Who doesn't need to do what's hip, and if superheroes are hip at the moment, that's great, but they're doing it in a very retro sense, which I like, you know. The episode was pretty throwaway, which you would expect at Christmas, really, you know. And that's fine, really. You know, nice little nods here and there, but it was... I'm not going to get all pedantic, you know. It doesn't look like New York or this, that, and the other. I like that sort of kind of fake New York, so to speak, you know, that construct thing. It looks like a film set. And we also got a trailer as well at the end, which was, you know, I'm probably saying what everyone else has said, but it looked like it was from the new companion's perspective, very similar to Rose, you know, through her eyes, her journey, if you like. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the new run, 12 new episodes, plus a Christmas special as well. And we'll get the so this is probably the last fun one for a bit anyway, Christmas special, because I imagine next year's going to be, might have a regeneration, might not. As discussed on Radio Free Score, we just don't know. Might end like War Games, you know, and left on a cliffhanger. But, you know, in terms of the episode, I really enjoyed it. I thought it did exactly what you should do on Christmas Day. Good levels of humour. Capaldi was absolutely brilliant. I wasn't quite sure if I was ever going to like his Doctor, but I think the last series and the Christmas specials I've really enjoyed. He brings a lot to the role, humour, and it can do very serious as well. And you know, if you do like your the Superman films from the 70s and 80s, you're going to love the references and stuff like that. And it's not to be taken too seriously, you know. It was more of a throwaway episode, but it's very enjoyable. And maybe I can't say I've ever really absolutely loved the Christmas specials. Some of them I've liked more than others, but you know, a lot of the time that's what they are, the Christmas specials, for people who are normal, who don't get obsessed about everything about Doctor Who. They just watch it and they're like, oh, I quite enjoyed that, and then never think of it anymore and watch it next Christmas. So I suppose that you have to do it slightly different, don't you? But it'd be interesting to see if the people with the open heads come back in some form. It should be interesting. But yeah, at Ian Todd on Twitter, thanks very much for your time. Bye.
Mundus podcast.